And he departed from that place, and when he had gone forth on the road, behold, a certain ruler came running and knelt down to him and asked him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do to inherit eternal life? But Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? There is no one good but one, namely God. But if you would enter into life, observe the commandments. He said to him, Which? And Jesus said, You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the young man answering said to him, Teacher, all these have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Then Jesus, on hearing these things, loved him, and fixing his eyes on him said to him, One thing you are lacking. If you would lack nothing, go sell all that you have, and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But the young man on hearing these things went away very sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And seeing him become very sorrowful, Jesus looked about him and said to his disciples, Verily, I say to you, how hard it will be for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus again answering said to them, Children, how hard it is, for those who trust in riches, to enter the kingdom of God. For again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a sewing needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Now at hearing this they were astonished beyond measure, saying to one another, Who then can be saved? But Jesus, fixing his eyes on them, said to them, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Then Peter in answer began to say to him, Behold, we left everything and kept on following you, what then will there be for us? And Jesus answered and said to them, Verily I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man is to sit on the throne of his glory, you also, who have followed me, shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said to them, Verily, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or sisters or wife or children or lands for my name's sake and the sake of the glad news and the kingdom of God, who shall not receive in this present age a hundredfold more, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man who, as master of his house, went out in early morning to hire workers for his vineyard, and he agreed with the workers for a denarii for the day, and sent them into his vineyard. But going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, You, too, go into the vineyard, and whatever may be right I will give you. So they went forth. Again he went out about noon, and about 3 o'clock, and did the same. And about 5 o'clock he went out and found some others standing, and said to them, Why stand here idle all day? They answered him, Because no one hired us. He said to them, You, too, go into the vineyard, and whatever may be right you will receive. And when evening came, the vineyard owner said to his overseer, Call the workers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and on up to the first. Now when those hired about 5 o'clock came, they received each of them a denarii. So when the first came, they thought that they ought to get more, but they likewise received each of them a denarii. And on receiving it they complained against the master of the house, saying, These last have worked only 1 hour, and you gave them equal payment with us who bore the burden, and the burning heat, of the day. But in answer he said to one of them, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarii? Take what is yours, and go, and I will give to this last one the same as to you. May I not do what I choose with what is mine? Or are you envious because I am generous? So it is that the last shall be first, and the first last. Now they were on the road on their way to Jerusalem, Jesus walking in the lead, and were filled with awe and fear as they followed. And again, taking the 12 aside in the way, he began to tell them the things that would happen to him, saying to them, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be fulfilled. For he will be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him up to the Gentiles to crucify him. And he will be mocked and treated shamefully and spit upon, and they will scourge him and put him to death, but the third day he will rise again. Yet they understood none of these things. This utterance was veiled from them and they did not comprehend what was said. Then came to him the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, making obeisance with her sons and saying, Teacher, we desire that you do for us what we may ask. And he said to them, What do you wish me to do for you? She said to him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said to them, You know not what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am going to drink, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they answered him, We are able. But Jesus said to them, You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized, but to sit at my right hand and my left is not mine to grant, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. And when the 10 heard of it, they were indignant at James and John, but Jesus called them to him and said to them, You know that the recognized rulers in the nations exercise lordship over them, and the great ones among them domineer over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would become great among you, let him be your servant, and whoever would be chief among you, let him be the bondslave of all, just as even the Son of Man came, not to be ministered to but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now it came to pass that, as he was drawing near to Jericho, a certain blind man was sitting at the roadside begging, and hearing a multitude passing along, he asked what this might mean. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And those walking in front began to rebuke him, telling him to be quiet, but he cried out more and more, Son of David, have pity on me. So Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him, and when he came near, he asked him, saying, What do you wish me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive sight. Jesus, moved with compassion, said to him, Receive sight, your faith has healed you. And Jesus touched his eyes and he immediately received sight, and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people who had seen it gave praise to God. So they came to Jericho, and he entered and was passing through Jericho, when behold, there appeared a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief publican and was rich. And he kept seeking to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the throng, for he was small of stature, so he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, as he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, hasten and come down, for today I must sojourn at your home. And he hastened and came down, and welcomed him with rejoicing. Now at seeing this they all disapproved greatly, saying, He has gone in to lodge with a man who is a sinner. But Zacchaeus, standing there, said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, half of my possessions will I give to the poor. And whatever I have taken from anyone wrongfully, I will restore it to him four times over. And Jesus said to him, Today has salvation come to this house. For he, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Now while they were listening to these things, he continued by uttering a parable, for he was nearing Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God was shortly to appear. He said therefore, A certain man of noble birth went to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And summoning 10 of his bondmen, he gave them a pound of silver each, and said to them, Do business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent an embassy to follow him, saying, We will not have this man rule over us. And it came to pass that, after receiving the kingdom and returning, he commanded that those bondmen to whom he had given the money be summoned, that he might know how much business each had done. So the first came forward, saying, Lord, your pound of silver has produced 10 pounds. And he said to him, Well done, good bondservant. Since you were faithful in a thing of small importance, you shall have charge of 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has produced 5 pounds. And he said to him likewise, And you shall be over 5 cities. Then came another, saying, Lord, behold your pound, which I kept laid away in a napkin. For I was afraid of you, since you are a harsh man, you take up what you did not lay down, and reap what you did not sow. And to him he said, Out of your own mouth will I judge you, wicked bondservant. You knew that I am a harsh man, taking up what I did not lay down, and reaping what I did not sow? Then why did you not put my money in the bank, that I might come and take it out with interest? And to those who were standing by he said, Take from him the pound of silver and give it to him who has the 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say to you, that to everyone who has shall be given, but from him who has not, even what he has shall be taken away. And as for those enemies of mine who would not have me rule over them, bring them here and slay them before me." And after saying these things he walked on before them, proceeding up to Jerusalem. But as he left Jericho with his disciples, and a great crowd was following him, behold, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many admonished him to be quiet, but he cried out the more, "Lord, son of David, have pity on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded that he be called. So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Have courage, rise up, he is calling you." And he, flinging aside his garment, rose up and came to Jesus. And Jesus in response said to him, "What do you wish me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Dear Rabbi, let me receive my sight." And Jesus was moved with compassion, and touched his eyes, and he said to him, "Go, your faith has healed you." And immediately his eyes received sight, and he followed Jesus on the road.